Welcome to the Software Outsourcing Show, brought to you by Accelerance, the global software outsourcing authority. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Software Outsourcing Show. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Durrell, VP of Delivery at Accelerance, Inc. And joining me in the studio today is Jim Rascio, our Chief Delivery Officer at Accelerance. Jim, how are you?
I am fabulous, Bobby. Great to be here.
That's great. Hey, it's always fun to have you, and it's always fun to to bring your boss in on the very first inaugural show. So at least there's no pressure, right?
Don't screw it up.
Hey, so Jim, I know we've been talking about at Accelerance for a while, starting the Software Outsourcing Show, and just trying to help some of the people out there understand and get to know software outsourcing a little better. Where do you see us going? What would you say probably one of our main goals is here?
Well, you and I have both been around the industry for a while, and I think the goal really is to educate other people based on our experience. So there's a lot of people that have done outsourcing and not had a great experience, and there's a lot of people that are maybe interested in it, but a little bit concerned, and some people that are probably totally naive to the concept. And our goal here is to educate, inform, and help people make the right decisions going forward.
Sure. And I think that's a good thing to talk about. So when we say, hey, we've been around and we've done this for a little while, I know for me, it's been about 20 years within the technology sector, and probably about 15 years of that has really been dealing with outsourcing in different countries. And, obviously at the very start, India, which is probably one of the largest outsourcing countries that there is. But, I know I've worked with people in the Ukraine, Latin America, various places like that. So I do feel like I've kind of been around a little bit and seen a couple of things. And I think your experience has been kind of similar, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably first started doing software development outsourcing about 20 years ago. I had my first offshore outsourcing engagement in the early 2000s, so about 15 years ago. And like you, I've outsourced to Asia, Eastern Europe, Central America, South America, the Middle East. So lots of experiences to draw.
So I think we've been there a little bit. We've probably made a few mistakes that maybe a person or two could learn from, huh?
Exactly. I always like to say it's good to learn from your mistakes, but it's even better to learn from somebody else's. So hopefully we can share a few of yours, Bobby, and have people learn from that.
Well, yeah, that's true, because I'm sure you've never made a mistake, and that's why you are where you are, right?
I don't think I've done it yet this podcast.
So, I know we've talked a little bit about ourselves, and we've said we really want to educate our listeners. Let's talk about a little bit about who do we think our listeners will be as we kind of go on this journey and talk to people about software outsourcing.
Yeah. So in my opinion, the audience are really people like us throughout our careers. Mm-hmm. So it's the directors of software development, the software development leads, the people who are managers or VPs of software engineering, software development, and then all the way on up through into the executive suite. So CTOs for certain, CIOs. If you've got a business unit and you think that perhaps you need to be growing or expanding what you're doing with respect to software, then it's probably something you could benefit from the conversation we're going to have here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a good point that, we're going to have a little bit of something for everybody. We're probably not going to get overly technical in talking about, the technologies and the things that are using out there, but it's going to be more about the understanding of what software outsourcing is and how to bring and have a very successful software outsourcing experience, right? Where you really have that one team concept between a partner and your organization, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to, through the course of the podcast, not just today, but in future episodes, talk about the entire software development outsourcing lifecycle and what that means. We'll get into more of that later. But everything from why you should outsource to where and how to select a partner, and then how do you identify the pitfalls that you might encounter, how do you avoid them, and then when you do get in a situation, how do you potentially address it?
So, and let's talk about that a little bit. Like, why outsource? I mean, there's just more than one reason. I think everybody really first and foremost thinks that it's cost related, right? That the whole reason to outsource and look at another, you know, country for outsourcing, that it's strictly an economic decision and it's all about cost. And I mean, there's really more to it than that, right? There's a lot of different reasons to look at outsourcing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the beginning, if you go back 20, 25 years, when companies first started going to India, and that's where a lot of this started, certainly not the only place. We mentioned a bunch of other places earlier, but it was cost driven. Mm-hmm. And what companies have found is that there's a lot of other reasons. It could be because your local talent pool doesn't have the technology or industry experience that you need at this point in time. It could be because you've got a very specific project that you don't want to staff up for when you think it's going to be done in a year or 9 months or something like that. And you don't want to staff up and then come back down. It could be a matter of rapid scale and how do you meet market demands today? And I can't go through a hiring process and add 10 developers or 20 developers or 50 developers, or whatever your number is, right, in a very short time. But there's ways to do that through outsourcing. All those things, speed to market, technology,
and
lots of reasons.
And when we talk about technology, I mean, you can have very talented people on staff. I know, one of the companies that I worked for, we had always had a large e-commerce presence, and we decided that, this was 10 years ago, but that we needed to get into the mobile space, right? And we needed to start doing something with mobile apps. And while we were trying to build up our internal team, we actually outsourced, sort of our V1, right? That first version of our mobile application, just to help us kind of get there, right?
Exactly. That's a great example. There was a level of expertise you didn't have in house. So in order for you to jump into the market and develop that out, and you could build your internal team around that in parallel, but it helps you get to the market quicker. I had a similar experience when I was CTO of a national retail brand, and we were using really an off-the-shelf e-commerce platform, and we wanted to do something more custom and branded and full-featured around what our product offering was. And so we outsourced that as an example. Yeah. We brought in people that knew how to build custom e-commerce platforms, and it helped us get to market quicker.
Well, and I think just, to kind of put a little bow on it, one way to say it is that software development, it really just presents a bunch of challenges and really, different challenges to different companies, and each company has a different complex, challenge that they face. And, software outsourcing is just a solution that can make sense sometimes. It's just a way to approach it and to get yourself up and ready to go. It's not just a cost driven decision. I think that's what I really want to hit home.
Right? Exactly. There's lots of reasons why businesses outsource anything. People outsource bookkeeping and
right.
There's things that are core to your business that generally you want to keep in house, and then there's other things that are kind of more perceived as commodities or areas that you don't have expertise in now, and you want to develop them, and that may be the reason. So. There's lots of good reasons, and the core of this show is going to be talking about why and how.
Well, and so I think that's that's really where we're going with it. And I'd like to ask Jim, if in 30 seconds or so, let's talk a little bit about as we get ready to wrap up. Let's talk about Accelerants. What do we do? Why are we here, and why are we kind of doing this? And more episodes will explain more about what we are. But if we can just give them that kind of quick synopsis.
Sure. I think we're uniquely qualified to speak on this. We said at the beginning of this conversation that both of us have been doing this for 15, 20 years with respect to not just software development, but outsourcing and offshoring or nearshoring projects. And Accelerants has been for nearly 20 years helping companies do that with partners, software development partners around the globe. Yeah. So part of what we do is introduce our clients domestically in the U.S., but really in the English-speaking world, Western Europe, Oceania, and sure. U.S., Canada, to partners around the globe that help them meet those needs that we were just talking about. But we also offer professional services to help the clients execute on those projects where they need.
Yeah, well, that's true. Most people that look at doing software outsourcing probably going to do it three, four, maybe five times in a career, and we do it a lot more often than that in 1 year. Correct.
Yeah, in a day,
in a quarter. So, yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. Well, hey, with that, we'll go ahead and wrap. And you know, we want to thank everyone for listening. We want to let you know that you can find our podcast info and find our shows to come at softwareoutsourcingshow.com. That's softwareoutsourcingshow.com. And you know, stay around. We'll have a few more episodes. We'll talk about some things. We'll get a little more in depth into the software development outsourcing lifecycle and pitfalls and things to look for and ways that that you can learn from the experience of others. So spread the word, tell some friends to listen, and come back and listen to us often. Jim, thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening to the Software Outsourcing Show, brought to you by Accelerants, the global software outsourcing authority. Do you have a topic you'd like covered in a future show? Then send us an email at podcast@softwareoutsourcingshow.com. podcast@softwareoutsourcingshow.com. Show notes, links, and materials discussed on today's show may be found on our website at softwareoutsourcingshow.com. That's softwareoutsourcingshow.com.